It's time for another live report on Todd 1070 and 92.1 WEKT.
And we're at WEKT. We're actually at HR Power in Russellville talking farm safety, really getting ready for Farm Safety Week because it starts next week. But we always come to H&R AgriPower the week before Farm Safety to get kind of set the stage and kind of kick things off in Todd County. And so Matt Wilson's with us with HR. Good morning to you, Matt.
Yes, sir. How are you doing this morning?
Wonderful. Good to visit with you again. We've visited in the past. Always good to talk with you. And what's going on with you these days? How's the business going for you?
Business going good. We're rolling through a lot of corn shelling harvest right now. We've also got some soybeans being harvested as well. So we've been really busy with that, keeping machines uptime in the field, keeping everybody busy, taking advantage of this dry weather.
You guys are out the field with your farmers this time of year because obviously you're not going to catch them here in the office very often. And you go out there really and help them and kind of watch what they're doing and give them some advice from time to time, or at least on the equipment they're running and what they need, right?
Yes, sir, that's correct. And we're also just trying to maintain uptime for them, pack them some parts, bring them a lunch, do whatever we need to do so they can stay in that piece of equipment and keep running.
We talk about equipment, but it's very important that farmers, and farmers are great about just piecing it together to keep it going through the season sometimes. But having safe equipment out there is pretty important.
Farm safety is absolute 100% top priority, because if you get hurt, you can't be there tomorrow to run that piece of equipment, and then a person's life is the most important thing in the world.
You guys work on making sure they have the equipment they need to do that. And so obviously now a good time to take a look at equipment before the end of the year if you're looking at trading or upgrading or whatever the case may be.
That's true, and we would love to help you out here at H&R AgriPower just to try to earn and keep your business and keep you safe 100%. So please just be mindful whether you're on the road this year, moving equipment, drivers of cars. Also, please be mindful and watchful for equipment coming around, because if you've got a large combine that's 17 feet wide, it's hard to avoid a mailbox and avoid a accompanying driver also. So it does get tough and it does get stressful. Just wait a little bit longer, use a little bit more caution, and everybody please make it home safe.
That's the main thing. And you maybe think as a driver out there, if you're a combine tractor driver, obviously you have to think about where you're going. But on the other side, and when I meet a combine or a tractor, try to think of a place where you can pull off that gives them plenty of access to have the road and not have to get off in the ditch or something.
Oh, that's 100% true. And then it's not only just the equipment that you see up and down the road, but a lot of the grain trucks as well. I mean, those trucks are loaded at 80,000 pounds right now. So just please be mindful of them pulling in and out of fields and just watchful of that.
And of course, you guys have a great service department that stands behind what you guys do here. What does it mean to have a service department that's out there? And we just had James in here a while ago talking about service. And what does it mean when you're talking to a customer out there about a new piece of equipment to know that you got that service department behind you?
A great service department is 100% key. No matter what you've got right now, we try to keep you into the field. We know that you've got a lot of paid labor out there, so your equipment running that your labor is running, it is mindful to us. And just uptime is super critical. We work hard on trying to keep parts in stock, keeping a great availability of parts as well, a variety of those. And not only just parts, but just maintenance items, all your oil, chain, lube, everything like that that you consume on a day-to-day basis while these machines are running, we keep every bit of that in stock.
And probably on a year like this where it's really dry, a lot of dust out there, probably more important than ever to make sure that combine, that tractor has the proper lubrication it needs out there, everything greased and taken care of like it needs to be. And LC and I were talking earlier, make sure you take a little time to blow it off before you start for a new day.
Yes, that is correct. I mean, we've got everything that you need in here to fully service a machine of really any brand. We can get all types of filters in here, different oils, a lot of oils that cross over. We've also can get sections and guards for competitive machines in here. Not only that, but our machines as well. And then we do carry a full line of Echo equipment in here, blowers, to help blow off machinery from tractors, combines, anything, to keep you going. And we also do have air compressors in stock. You know, if you've got a leaky tire on anything, come get a new compressor here at AgriPower. We keep those to keep you in the field and keep you moving.
I think it's what's important to remember about H&R. You guys are out there really for the customer's benefit, just to make sure. And this company is built on service and always has been.
It is 100% built on service, and it is built on people that know what you are going to need, because we need and consume the same things. A lot of our people around at H&R, I mean, the farms also, and, I mean, if we need it, you need it, you need it, we need it. Right. We know exactly what you want and what it's going to take.
You have to take 15 minutes to try to describe to somebody on the phone what you need. They know what you're talking about.
Exactly. We live and breathe and sleep it, so that's what we wake up in the morning and think about and go to bed thinking at nighttime.
Matt, appreciate what you guys do here at H&R AgriPower. Always good to visit with you and see you, and hope you have a good rest of fall. Remember, folks, still some good financing rates out there. Folks are interested in trading or moving up to something different.
Yes, that is correct. We do have some great financing rates, and we do expect those to possibly get better since rates dropped yesterday. So we'll see how that impacts our business in the next couple few days and just go from there.
Sounds good. Matt, always good to visit with Matt here at H&R AgriPower. I want to say hello to LC one more time before we finish up, LC. We were talking off there, and Ross mentioned this a little bit, but you guys do a big farm safety demonstration, farm safety day in Logan. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Yes, sir. They invite us out every year, and we're proud and happy to do it, just to come out. And they have fifth graders that come out and rotate through, and we just talk about PTO safety and tractor safety and all that. And we got a tractor sitting there with them whenever they come through, and yeah, just make a day of it and just teaching them a little bit about farming, a little bit about safety, and getting out there on the farm and operating equipment. Yeah,
how important is it from your standpoint, dude, that you do those kind of things?
Oh man, it means a lot. I mean, it's important just to teach the kids out there how to be safe and open their eyes to maybe something that they had never really thought about before. I mean, you talk about going to college and everything. You got trades out there that, I mean, there's a great need for trade schools and working on equipment and just people getting out there and just doing farm work. I mean, we ain't going to live without food. So they're going to keep on farming no matter what it is. They're going to keep on working on equipment. If you run it, it's going to break down no matter what it is. It's eventually going to break down, and we need young, eager minds to come out and help to get everything going, and great pay in it, too. Sure, yeah. It really is.
Look at Emily. Frog, you guys work with a lot of young people. Emily's out here working with you on the your customer service representative out front, but you have a lot of folks who – young people who can start in the business back in the shop or here in the sales side of things and earn a good living for the family.
Oh, yeah. And we got interns that even come through. We got one that's working for us now back in the shop, been with us a couple of years now. And he's a senior this year at Logan County here. And, yeah, we've employed quite a few like that, and it's always great to have young people coming up. It actually makes me excited to see the younger generation coming along.
And you'll even help put it through school, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We got a program that will teach techs and such. Yeah. I mean, it pretty well pays for everything to get you through school, and then promise you a job here whenever you get out. So, yeah, free school, free work, and, yeah, you can't beat it. You're right.
Absolutely. Let's talk about the farm safety today real quickly again. What's the most common question when you're out there? What are kids asking you about on equipment and tractors and things like that when they see them?
Well, I mean, they're just curious about the tractors themselves and such. But what we try to do is show them that if you turn the PTO on or something like that, stand clear. That thing will wrap you up in just a second. So you got to stand back, make sure you don't get near that PTO while it's running. All your shields are in place. And, yeah, just safe operations. And I mean, they'll come up with they're fifth graders, so I mean, they're wanting to know how to drive it and all that, and of course they want to drive it, and a lot of times can't do that. But yeah, it's I mean, they're just curious minds is what they are.
Yeah, take them out for a little test drive. It might not be good for you, right? That's for sure. Explain that.
We've actually done that here at the store before. We've had kids come over and even driving lawnmowers, such as the zero turns and such. Some of them have never driven a zero turn or anything, and I always get them out in an open field. Say, go slow, and if you have trouble, raise your hands.
Don't need anything around close. That's right, LC. Listen, we've always loved visiting with you guys here at H&R AgriPower in Russellville for Farm Safety Week. Hope you have a good week next week. And just remind folks, if you looking to trade, looking to move things up this year, now's a good time to start thinking about that and at least get the process in the works by the end of the year.
That's right. I know everybody's busy and they don't want to get out of the fields or anything, but while you're riding, you can always be thinking. You can pick up the phone. We'll do anything we can to help you.
Fantastic. We're at H&R AgriPower in Russellville celebrating National Farm Safety Week. A touch early on Todd 1070 WEKT and 92.1 FM.